Welcome back to Supernatural Scotland, the podcast. I am your host, Mark Smith. We are now into December and the winter has arrived. It's very cold in Scotland, but this gives Scotland a beautiful and haunting atmosphere. It also brings with it shorter days. Whether you are visiting our cities or ancient towns, or you are going off the beaten track, it is a great time to visit, but make sure you wrap up warm. I can't honestly believe this is the last episode of 2024. Obviously, we will be back in the new year, but I'm just taking a little break for the Christmas period and the new year period. So I hope you're enjoying your season so far, and hopefully the stories continue to entertain, as this is my main goal. Now, our first location is Provan Hall in Glasgow. Provan Hall is a historic area which is made up of two buildings built around the 15th century. They enclose a courtyard. It is owned by the National Trust for Scotland. It was also used as a filming set for Outlander, just because of its old look. It was originally a hunting lodge for the bishops of Glasgow, but then passed to private ownership. Provan Hall has hosted many famous people over the years, including Mary Queen of Scots and her father, King James V. It became the residence of Judge William Bailey and his wife before being purchased by the City of Glasgow in 1667. Eventually, in the 1930s, it was turned over to the National Trust for Scotland, and they lease it to Glasgow City Council. There is a rumour that Mary Queen of Scots had an affair with William Bailey and stayed here for 6 weeks as a guest. Due to its paranormal activity, it has even been visited by paranormal investigators over the years trying to discover its secrets. Staff and visitors have claimed to see the ghostly face of a woman looking out the dining hall window, and it was discovered no one was around at the time. Just imagine being startled by someone's face at the window to discover the building was empty. There has been quite a few reports of people seeing Reston Mather wandering the property. The disturbing thing about seeing this gentleman is the fact he was the last owner of the hall before dying from sickness and pneumonia in 1934. Reston is mostly seen on the staircase and is usually wearing black with a black bowler hat. Other times he is reported just to be a black shape with his white beard. I guess he never wanted to leave his home and enjoys a walk around the grounds. The paranormal investigators reported a strong feeling of sickness while walking up the stairs. Possibly they were feeling what Reston died from. The investigators also claimed to come across the spirit of King James V, who was a regular visitor to the property. It is, however, probably most famous for a bloody murder which occurred in the master bedroom. As we have found from previous episodes, when a violent event occurs, it can cause the spirit to continue haunting the room or area it occurred. The story goes that a man returned after 2 years at war to find his wife had a child. What's so bad about that, you ask? It was not his child. She had moved on. This did not go down well, and whether he was always a vicious man or the war had made him that way, he took his revenge in a savage way. He stabbed his wife to death in this very room before slitting the poor innocent child's throat. The investigators claimed to see the spirit of a man with a dark hair and old-style clothes carrying a dagger in the room. Others claim to have seen the woman and child haunting the room. If you decide to visit, Proven Hall. Look out for the spirits that haunt it. Our second location is Windhouse, located on Shetland. Windhouse is claimed to be one of the most haunted locations in Shetland. This is a big claim given the supernatural history of Shetland. Windhouse is located on a hillside near Midyell. Windhouse is now an old ruin, but it still demands attention with its spooky energy and looks. This was once a laird's home from the 18th century. The original house was built in 1707 and mostly rebuilt in 1895. What really stands out about Windhouse is the fact it was built upon an unmarked grave dating back to the 13th or 14th century. Two skeletons were discovered buried underneath it in 2017. They also found an Iron Age brooch nearby, suggesting this area was inhabited by people a long time before Windhouse ever existed. A baby skeleton was found within the walls during alterations. It is not known whose baby this was, and sadly, this has been lost to time. Windhouse is said to be haunted by a lady in silk. The lady is thought to be the skeleton found under the floorboards at the foot of the staircase, her neck broken. It's said she fell down the stairs and broke her neck. People visiting Windhouse have reported to hear the rustling of her silk gown and seeing her turn at the top of the stairs before she vanishes into thin air. A tall man has been reported dressed in a long black coat and a top hat. He can be seen wandering the area outside the house before disappearing into the walls. Some believe he was a local tax collector who visited the property and was never heard from again. The skeleton of a 6-foot man was found behind the house during the 19th century renovation, and he was buried without a coffin. It would appear the owners did not like paying taxes. A servant girl has been seen walking up what would have been stairs before the house became a ruin, again disappearing wherever the spectres go. There is even a ghost dog which roams the area howling and barking during the night. It is a local myth that no one can survive the night in Windhouse on the 24th of December. One year on the 24th of December, it is said a shipwrecked sailor arrived at Windhouse, only to discover the inhabitants leaving. They told him of the local myth that no one would survive the night. No mortal was ever found alive who attempted to sleep in it on this particular night, but was slain by some unknown being. The sailor did not believe in the myth and so decided to stay the night. During the night, a creature came for him. After a battle with the horrific creature, he managed to plunge an axe into it, killing the creature. He buried it nearby, and it is believed the creature is still buried here. Windhouse was abandoned in the 1920s for one reason or another. Possibly they had enough of the ghosts, or possibly of creature attacks. The house has been battered by the weather over the years and is now a ruin fallen into disrepair. Windhouse continues to hold many secrets that is clear to anyone. Perhaps it is worth a visit if you really wish to see a ghost, but be careful, you never know what awaits you here. As I'm taking a little break over the festive period, I will leave you with one more location. This is Falkland Palace. Falkland Palace is located in Fife, and this was a royal palace for the Scottish kings. It was a favourite place of Mary Queen of Scots, and she stayed here to hide away from the dark times she encountered. During the 12th century, a royal hunting lodge existed on this land. The lodge was extended in the 13th century to be a castle. It was owned by the Earls of Fife clan Macduff. It's believed the castle was built here on a slight hill so it was easier to defend. Later on, the surrounding grounds were converted to palace gardens. In 1371, Isabella Macduff, Countess of Fife, acknowledged Robert Stuart as her heir. He was made keeper of the castle and Forest of Falkland. In 1402, he imprisoned his very own nephew, David Stuart, at the castle. He died from neglect and starvation. It is said David is one of the ghosts which haunt Falkland Palace, wandering its halls. Robert continued with his dodgy dealings. Long story short, this eventually caught the attention of King James I. Robert Stuart's son was executed in 1424 by the king, and the palace was claimed by the crown. The palace was besieged by the famous Rob Roy and damaged quite badly by Cromwell's troops, and attacked many other times over the years. It is said even Mary Queen of Scots has been seen wandering the grounds. It sounds like she gets about visiting all these different locations. This palace has its very own White Lady who haunts the tapestry gallery awaiting her long lost lover. It even has a Grey Lady who walks the ruins of the East Range before vanishing through a wall. It's believed this used to be a doorway. They say a sinister face can be seen at the windows of the Queen's room, and it is quite the terrifying experience to see. Who knows what tragedy occurred to cause this haunting? Now that we are in December, it's always a busy month. I'm going to take a wee break, and the podcast will return in the new year for the rest of season 2. For those that celebrate Christmas and New Year, I hope you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I wish everyone the best for the new year, and maybe we will wake up to the end of the current wars and everyone can have some peace. As always, I am your host, Mark Smith. Goodbye for now.